closed, but they hope it's a temporary closure, but they're trying to warn parents now. 8:19. A banner advertising a new exhibition in Exeter is getting a few people in the city a bit hot under the collar. The exhibition is about the history of sexuality across different cultures. The banner shows a model couple in a intimate position. But some people in Exeter say it shouldn't be on display where children can see it. We ask people in the city what they think.
If I had children, I probably wouldn't be too happy about it. I just think it's a bit tacky. And if it's really small, the actual thing, that has been blown up, and I think it's been done like that to give people the wrong impression.
Oh, it's art. It's just a sculpture. It's not a porn image. I don't see the problem, in fact.
It should be more toned down a bit, I think. They're not children for very long these days. Why shove it in their face, really?
I agree. I don't like seeing it in public like that.
It's
too much.
It's an intimate act, isn't it? It's an intimacy between two people. It shouldn't be thrown in front of everybody's face like that. I don't think it's very, very nice.
Would it make you want to go and see the exhibition?
No, not really. Not at all.
No. And when a lot of children from 12 are watching porn on their telephones, to make it even worse for younger children, it seems to endorse the pornography, which shouldn't happen.
And nowadays, I'm not sure that it really makes a great deal of difference, to be honest with you. But when you sort of look at it, it just looks like a sculpture to start with. And children are pretty canny nowadays, aren't they? Anyway, they know more or less everything that's going on.
Can the under fives actually read what's going on, and do they realise what it's all about? I think maybe it's some parents who are saying, I don't want my child to see this. And the child, it's a bit like everything else. There are certain things that we don't know about until the media brings it to our attention.
It might be awkward. They may be asking some awkward questions, but I don't think it's offensive.
It doesn't bother me at all. No, it's advertising an exhibition where that sort of thing is in the exhibition, so I haven't got a problem with it at all.
Well, listening to that is Rebecca Langlands, who's one of the exhibition curators. Morning, Rebecca. With hindsight, is this banner or poster really appropriate?
Well, this is a serious exhibition, and it's about a sensitive subject. It's about sex, which is very sensitive, and people have anxieties. And we did think very carefully when we were choosing the object to put on the banner. We wanted something that was candid about the subject matter, but wasn't sensational and wasn't scandalous. And I think we got it absolutely right. All the evidence suggests that. There's some anxieties on the street that you've gathered together in your a little montage just now.
Yeah.
But the banner's been on display for a month and the RAM hasn't had any complaints about it at all. And there's also been a lot of positive responses to the banner. So I think it is appropriate.
Graham has posted on our Facebook page this morning, and we've put the poster there as well. He says there's nothing wrong with the poster or indeed the statues. What is wrong is its location. It's not something that should be openly shown, where there are young children and parents who may not want their children to see it. They have no choice as it's openly displayed. I mean, it is in Queen Street, isn't it?
Right, and I think those sort of anxieties about where and how we display images of sex, and particularly anxieties about how we talk to our children about sex, are very understandable, and I absolutely share them. I also have anxieties about the kind of imagery that my children are bombarded with, and I also, I sort of really am searching to find the right way to talk to my children about sex. My children are 6 and 8, so they're young, the kind of age I think that people are worried about. The kind of images that trouble me are the images that we see all over the place on advertising hoardings and things of sexual imagery that shows violence or domination of men over women, or impossibly beautiful bodies that lead to self-esteem issues in young girls, all sorts of things like that that I find much more troubling.
Is it so explicit, though, compared to the ivory models in your poster? They're horizontal, aren't they, Rebecca?
Horizontal.
They are. Well, you see, here we are talking about it, and it's school run time, so I'm struggling to find the right words to use, but they aren't they?
Yes, I mean, I think this is it, exactly right. People have anxieties, they don't know what language to use, and they find it hard to talk to their children, and this is exactly what the exhibition is trying to address, those kind of anxieties. So people who do have anxieties about these kind of issues, about the public display of sex, about how to talk about it, we would really like them to come along to the exhibition, and we've had a fantastic response response from people who visited the exhibition. One woman in particular wrote a comment saying it had been a really helpful way of talking to her 9-year-old son about sex through history. And that's exactly the kind of response.
But they've chosen to go to the exhibition, and isn't that the difference? As a parent, it sounds like you have very similar age children to me.
Right.
The trouble is, if I walk them down Queen Street, yes, my 9-year-old might be ready to start talking about that, but my 6-year-old isn't. And you forced me, as a parent, to start that discussion because you put the poster up in public.
Well, I'm not sure that's right, because in my experience, children often don't ask the questions and don't start the conversation because they just simply don't... They're not interested in it. I've taken both my children to the exhibition, and you know they liked some of the images. They liked some of the bright colours. They were proud of Mummy's lovely exhibition. But you know they're just not interested in asking those kind of questions. And when they do ask those questions, I'd rather they ask them about, you know, it's a beautiful image on the poster, and yes, it is an image of people having sex. I'm happy to say that. And that's something that, you know, children need to know about. That what they don't need to know about.
Well,
what we want to protect.
At 6 years old. 5 and 6 years old. That's the right age to start talking and teaching them.
Well, you don't want to tell them everything at once. That's one of the things about children, isn't it? But I don't. I mean, yeah, that's where they came from, isn't it?
Yes, and they'll eventually find that out when they get a bit older. I remember getting towards the end of my primary school years and sitting down in the AV room, watching the video. So before you go off to secondary school. This is what it's all about.
Well, I think the children...
That's 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah, I think children will ask questions. I mean, certainly children always ask questions, and parents, it's up to parents how they respond to them and whether they want to, you know, brush their children off and wait till they're a bit older. But the exhibition itself, I mean, we have been using the objects in the exhibition as part of a sex education resource, not for children that age, admittedly for older children, but it's been extremely successful. It's been really well received by teachers and children. Alike, as something that just starts the conversation. And I think...
Well, you certainly started it this morning.
Well, I'm glad about that. And I hope people will come along and have a look at the exhibition. If they're interested in talking to me and other curators about it, we've got an event tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. I'll be showing people around the exhibition. And then we've got some performances from some students, Exeter College, of ancient Greek sex comedy, Lysistrata, and then a Q&A session. So people should come along and express their anxieties. And it's about getting a conversation started. And I think, you know, we want to do that in a very positive, helpful way where we can counteract the kind of negative messages that we often get from, as I say, things like advertising and the kind of imagery that we find in the media. Our objects, like the Chinese couple, are a different kind of imagery that helps you to get a perspective on our culture and helps you to see things in a different way.
Rebecca, hats off to you. Thank you for coming in and talking to us about it this morning.
Other
organisations, and we face this all the time in our newsroom, they send us a statement because they don't want to come on the air to talk about what might be a bit controversial.
Well, I'm happy to talk about it. Thanks very much.
Rebecca, thank you. What do you make of it? You can go and see it. What's all the fuss about? It's up on our Facebook page. Do we have to put a health warning out there to say you may be, well, maybe you won't be? Be broad-minded. Facebook.com/goodmorningdevon to go and see the image and to have your say this morning, or indeed text me 81333, start your text with the word Devon, or call 0845 301 1034. Let's talk to Judy Spy, shall we? She's on air after 9 o'clock today.
Morning to you.
Hiya, Judy.
I think there's far more dangerous things going on at a Miley Cyrus concert.
There's no twerking on this poster,
no,
I can tell you that.
Worse than that, a simulated orgy with her male and female dancers on a candy-coloured couch while images of Smarties and jelly beans were projected in the background. You know, this sort of art that you've seen on that poster, it's vintage. It's all right if it's old sex.
It's old sex.
It's vintage art.
It's fine.
All the old Hogarth prints, if you look at all Persian art and the friezes and things, all manner of things if you investigate and think, oh my goodness, I didn't know that was going on. But Miley.